Hi there. My name is C.
I'm D, and you're listening to
Swinging Down Under. Our journey as a couple through the swinging lifestyle.
Are you into open relationships?
Or exploring new things in life?
This is our podcast. Join
in. Experiences.
Both good and bad.
Reviews and events.
And more. Here's Swinging Down Under. Come on.
Join us. This is C.
And this is D.
And this is Swinging Down Under. Thanks very much for joining us, everyone, for another, really informative, funny, witty,
amazing, totes amazeballs,
episode of Swinging Down.
Yeah.
It's okay to plug yourself in the first few seconds, right?
Well, absolutely. I figured that that's the only way to go.
I figure women plug themselves with butt plugs all the time, so.
Well, really. Yeah. I mean, you've certainly got a little, yeah, I know. It was terrible.
I liked it.
I'm being told, and I try to listen to our fans. I'm being told that I'm being too harsh on C due to her immense sense of humor that everybody loves. So, Well, yeah.
I just like snapped my fingers and moved my head a little bit.
Yeah, you did.
What are we talking about tonight?
Well, it's a three-parter, kind of.
It is. It's a threesome.
Yeah, so menage a parts.
Menage a parts.
Yeah, which is what happens when you get three parts of three people and just moosh them together.
Mm-hmm.
You get a menage a parto.
Or a fill me up Batman.
A fill me up Batman? Is that really?
I don't know. It's made it up on the spot.
Well, I know, but you're the funny one, so I'm going to have to say ha ha ha.
Well, what are we talking about?
Well, first, we're going to be talking about an old couple.
In terms of
some of our very good friends and long-term friends first, play partners as well, who came to visit us.
They did that.
Here
they
in Singers.
Come. You may remember them from very, very early episodes, the Belay couple.
Yeah, it's like episode 6 maybe or 7 or still when our sound was crap before.
We met them at one of our pub crawls in Sydney,
yeah,
as a matter of fact.
Before Lawrence from Our Secret Spot actually gave us good microphones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's correct.
I think the world has thanked him many times over.
So thanks to Law.
Yeah.
For those again.
Go TL.
Yeah. So our friends came to visit us here in Asia. So Belay, the Belays.
Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Belay. Yeah.
Came to visit us.
They did. So they were here for the better part of a week. I'm going to just round it out to a week, because it makes life easier for me. So we had a lot of food.
Super fun week. Super indulgent week, I'm going to say.
Very.
Too.
A lot of food.
Like just, it was cray cray.
Pretty sure we ate our body weight in food.
Well, that's the thing we love about these guys. So one of the reasons that we miss Sydney so much is really some of these relationships that we've formed and the people that we really enjoy continually playing with, as we've mentioned, they're pants on, pants off. These guys are...
You guys know who you are, all of you.
They are just... There are people.
Peeps.
Like, if
there
I
are
could
peeps.
Think of people that, you know, the world was ending, kind of what would you want to do? I mean, yeah.
Hopefully my name would be one.
Wine, cheese,
whoa, whoa,
meat.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, me?
Yeah, I'm just saying, with those people.
So do I finish... At the end of wine,
I mean,
cheese,
can,
meat?
You can come. Ba-dums.
Well, we need to get the drum kit out tonight. You've got a lot of ba-dum.
My point is this.
Touches going.
Amazing, amazing friends, pants on and pants off, and really well suited.
Wow,
to
I
us.
Mean, I'm pretty sure they can feel the wind blowing up their ass from Australia right now.
Well, I hope so. Maybe we can ride that wind down under and get
some
more action.
Oh, good Lord. Wow.
But yes, an indulgent week. Super fun. Went out, heaps, play, like went, just had an amazing time. But the thing about this couple, and we really have never gone into too much detail, and we really probably won't go into too much tonight, but...
Bullshit. It's going to be fucking balls and all detail.
I guess to kind of put it into perspective, I want to lay some ground information.
Ground information?
She loves to play with ladies.
No.
She's very bisexual. She loves men. She loves
very
women.
Very bisexual. I think she's further toward the other.
Maybe a little bit further on the Kinsey
like a
scale.
Kinsey 4.
And, but, you know, she's super intrigued by both sexes. you know, really interested in spending time with
both. I think
people.
You might be stepping a little forward here.
I'm just laying the ground rules so then, or not the ground rules, the ground intel so then you can proceed to talk about maybe some of the things you want to talk about.
Well, I mean, I was going to just talk about the fact that we drank 11 bottles of wine in one day.
Oh, yeah.
Not to mention a number of small bottles, yes, but quite a significant amount of scotch as well.
I would like to say there's video evidence of some pole dancing on what could only be deemed as non-structural poles that exist in our condo in Singapore. There's video evidence.
They're structural.
Are they?
Yeah, they hold the...
That one does too?
Second bedroom up, yeah.
Okay. Retraction. Pole dancing on what can only be...
Described
as very structural.
Very structural.
And important to the household.
Yeah, you pull those fuckers down, the house come down with it.
So pole dancing, there was some interesting things happening here.
Let's just say the ladies weren't cutting it.
You took to that pole.
Like I was paying my way through college.
Like you were paying your way through college.
I did a pretty good job. I think the video is actually quite spectacular. I think, you know, I'm still happy with it.
You are?
Yeah.
I think they have a copy, don't they?
Yeah. The Belays have a copy. They're the only people.
I think
with
that we
don't
have any.
I know,
but
that's
we
quite
have some interesting copies of them. There was some karaoke. We sent that to the average swingers very late at night.
Yeah. Well, very early in the morning.
Whichever way you want to put it.
Which is about sort of their time normal, you know, US. But it was a spectacular evening. Started very early on. We actually went to, this is a bit non-swingery, but we went to a escape room. Yeah, which we probably shouldn't have drunk at all before we went to the escape room, given that we needed, you know, all of our faculties in order. But we may have had a small champagne on the way there from memory. Well, just a scooch.
You know, the walk was 2 kilometres, so we had to hydrate.
So, you know, we decided it's cheaper just by the bottle rather than getting 4 glasses.
Economical, hello.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's all about saving money. So, we went to this event, already a little pissy, had a lot of fun in there. Anyone who hasn't done an escape room, it was my first one, actually our first one. I didn't think it'd be my jam, but I actually quite enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Give it a shot. If you really get stuck in there, I mean, worst case scenario, if you're there with swinging friends, then, I mean, you could just get it on, right?
Could you push the help button for that too? Like, hello, hi. Yeah. What we're going to need is some towels, some lubricant,
some condoms. And about 45 minutes.
To solve this puzzle that is Mrs. Belay's body.
Yeah. And do you guys have strap-ons?
Speaking of. Let's get into some of the cool
and interesting
stuff.
I think I'm going to let you take this because I'll be frank.
You probably only have a certain opinion.
I only have a proportion. I'm going to say 30 or 40%.
You can take some of that then.
Okay.
So Mrs. Belay had recently purchased a strapless strap-on internal to her. And obviously external to...
Well, there's no other way to hold it.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
I mean, what?
Yeah,
you
I'm just
it
I'm explaining
eyelids,
it. Maybe
ear holes, nostrils.
It's also a vibrating one as well. So it's quite a... I guess for me, we've tried strapless strap-ons and they really haven't worked because the part that's inserting inside me is not really robust enough, I guess, to maintain that movement and that friction and the whatever. It's just
we need to be honest here. We've only ever tried... fairly low-end versions of the strapless strap-on. And because of that, they don't have a very big proboscis. Ooh, nice. It's a word I came up with just now.
Mm.
A proboscis that inserts into you. So because of that, they generally push out.
All sorts of
out.
Mayhem, really.
Yeah, that's right.
So she brought this along, and but basically the evening progressed and we moved into the bedroom. Now...
That was after my ravishing dance. I think my pole dancing is what really drove.
It's what got everyone hot and heavy.
I know, right?
She was like, oh my God, I'm so wet by Dee's dancing.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to take C into the bedroom.
Yeah. Well, actually,
that's where she was at.
Yeah, that's exactly. I think that's exactly what she said to the letter.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So your amazing dancing turned her onto me.
Yeah.
Just leaving that there.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you put a, you know, you can put a paperweight on it as well if you like. I'm pretty sure that that's some awesomeness.
So I should be thanking you?
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Dee, for getting Mrs. Belay so hot and heavy that she took me to the bedroom.
It is about time. I mean, I've been holding off on this, thank you, and asking for it for, what, like weeks now. And you finally realized. I'm look.
I actually don't know how I tie my shoelaces without you around. Thank you so much, honey. All right, moving on.
Ooh, side note. Shoelaces, swinger event, never double knot.
True.
Yes. Don't, if you're going to a swinger event, never double knot your shoelaces, because one thing that's for shit sure is that you, when you want to get your shoes off, you want to get them off quick.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because generally there's something a lot more interesting than shoelaces to be thinking about. Total side note. Back onto the story.
I got it. So we progressed into, well, during the dance, we started kind of getting a little bit, you know, sexy.
During
the dance.
During my dance?
No, during the dances out on the floor. Like,
my dance?
Everybody was kind of like taking their clothes off and, you know, being a bit more sexual. And then we moved into the bedroom now. This is kind of where Dee has absolutely no idea. You can do for a little bit.
And why was that?
She kicked you guys out.
Yeah, we got thrown out of the room.
It was hilarious. She basically pounced on me, and it was this funny situation where she was being, you know, really dominating, and I was like, no, let's try to dominate you. And we actually, I said to her,
the switches were switched the wrong way, yeah. I think.
I was trying to say, do you want to be tied to the bed? We have some under mattress restraints. I'd really like that. Let's spend some time, you know, pleasuring you. Now, normally she's not.
She's not big on that.
She's not big on that. She likes to dominate.
Can I say? Wasn't big on it this night, either.
Wasn't big on it this night. And look.
Although I gave it a shot.
Gave it a shot.
To her credit.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Sometimes it's kind of, you know, you just kind of check and see whether or not you are interested in something. I mean.
She reinforced the fact that she was not interested.
No. Yeah. So three people kind of working on somebody. Sometimes it's people like it and other times they don't.
Yeah. But she didn't.
Remove the restraints.
Did but didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not ideal, but enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so center of attention, not her forte.
No.
But loves to please other people.
Oh, yeah. Mainly you.
So she pounces on me. I'm trying to do, you know, I'm trying to do the whole like, no, I want to be dominant and let me, you know, kiss on your neck and pleasure you and touch on you and all the rest of it. And then she's like, no, pushing me back down. So this was kind of fumbling and going on for a bit. And at this point is when the men were in no uncertain terms.
Invited to leave the room.
Ejected from the
ejected
room.
Ejected from the room would be a better way to
there
put
was
it.
There was no, yeah. Hey guys, why don't you guys go and have some discussions?
No.
Maybe in the lounge, smoke a cigar. Maybe you guys can go and bond. It was get out. It's girly time.
Yeah. I think that they were the exact words.
I think that was, yeah. We need some lady time.
We need some lady time. Yeah.
So you departed.
So just to land on one of our rules here with the same room play, you know.
Not the first time this has happened.
No, I know. I'm totally pulling the piss. It was actually quite funny because you forgot to mention everyone's naked at this point. So the two guys are standing outside the door because, I mean, let's be honest, we really wanted to be in there because we know that there was something really cool happening. We're standing outside the door with a glass of scotch each and just talking. I mean, and we're quite booze, so I'm going to say awkwardly talking.
Really?
Well, I mean, not all. I mean, we could, you know.
I just imagine you both standing there with the scotches very regal.
Mr. Belay and I could never talk awkwardly, but. No, actually, it was quite regal now that I think about it.
All of a sudden, yeah, we're both. Just to paint a picture right now, consider like some really
like
regal
a sherry
people
glass.
Drinking.
Yeah,
you know,
like in a sherry glass.
Holding our hands out, just.
Ooh, I can taste a small amount of Scotland in there. That's the Isles of, I don't know, somewhere. I'm sure somebody else knows.
Well, they're Scottish, so I'm sure they probably very much know.
Well, he does. I mean, he bought fantastic scotch here with him.
Would kind of know a thing or two.
And then poured some of it
about
down
the national
sink.
Drink.
Never. I need to stop here.
Okay.
So he got to a point, he bought a glass of scotch for both of us. He drank his scotch and then realized he was getting a little pissy. So decided in some sort of weird infinite wisdom that he would pour the other glass of scotch down, or what he considered his glass of scotch down the sink. I mean, this was nice scotch. And for anyone out there, scotch does not go off. I mean, it's got a pretty good shelf life.
Well, there's two crimes to this. One, you poured good alcohol down the sink in Singapore, where shit's expensive.
Yeah.
Two, it wasn't your drink. It was somebody else's. So stop pouring people's down.
It was my drink. He's pouring my drink down the sink.
That's, what is that, like hashtag swinger faux pas?
Oh, my God. I don't think that needs the swing a bit. That's just hashtag human, faux pas.
Human faux pas.
Yeah, I mean, wow. So, yeah, I mean, I just want to go out on a limb and say one step down the ladder there.
That is so not true.
No, not at all.
So, the boys get kicked out of the room and the girls are having some very feminine girl time.
So, and this sounds again, like a good... We need some explanation here. This,
as I
like
said fun. Before, this is, there's a lot of rumbling around, a lot of backwards and forwards. There's her trying to, you know, dominate me and going down on me and touching my boobs and caressing me. And there's the flip of that and me going, wow, I haven't been with a woman like this for a long time too. And me going, wait a second, I also want to, you know, do the same. I'm trying to caress you. I'm trying to, you know, do all these things. And so it was this really funny, like, I think we did actually roll around the bed a couple of times.
You know what you should have done? 69. I mean, 69's not a great thing for anyone getting pleasured, let's be honest. I mean, it's like everybody's sort of too involved in what's going on to really get. But in that particular instance, bit of girly time. Girly kitty girly.
Pussy time.
Pussy time. It's pussy time. Pussy time.
But the funny thing was the guys were invited. Well, one guy was invited back into the room briefly. And it was a request. You were standing out here. You would remember it.
No.
Excuse me, Mr. Blake. Can you just run upstairs get me my vibrator?
I remember now.
And then he proceeded to do that. Brought it in and she's like, good, get out.
Yes.
Thank you for your services.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
But we use that. But the reason I want to mention this is that I got to get the name of it. And maybe I can put it up in the details on the podcast. But that was amazing. That was great.
The vibrator or the...
Yeah. Well, both. Her using it and then the equipment itself.
Are you talking about the...
Yes.
That's not a vibrator.
Well, it's a strapless strap-on.
It's not a vibrator.
People knew where I was going.
It has a vibratory function, but yes.
It's a
primary function.
It's good.
Good. Yeah.
Great. It's probably the best one that I've ever seen, experienced. Mm. So, I mean... Yeah, hats off to that one.
So I have to ask, which end of the strapless strap-on were you on?
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
The end that was inside me. How's that sound?
Is it the phallic end or the proboscis end that goes into it?
Phallic end.
Okay, so you were on the phallic end. You were the receiver.
I figured that would be self-explanatory. Oh,
no, because
okay,
you said you were flipping around and things were going on.
Yes, I was the receiver.
You were the receiver. But, is that the first time you've received?
No. We tried it in the Philippines, remember, and it was a serious failure. It was
an epic failure.
But this is what I want to talk about, this thing. It's always funny when, not funny, but it's interesting, and it can be a little bit chuckle, where women are using strap-ons, because I've done it. I've been using one, and I've been on the receiving end, and it's always like, this is actually quite hard.
Yeah, I'm working up a sweat here.
Is it good? Is it in? Is it happy? Like, this is good. Because it's not your body part, so you can't. It's difficult to feel.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's that constant like, hey, is this working for you or whatever? So during the midst of using this, you know, we were kind of giggling and chatting. And at one point, I think she said to me like, you know, is this feeling good or how is this? And I'm like, shut up. I'm going to come. Like, seriously, just keep fucking me. Keep going.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Whatever you're doing, just keep doing it.
And I think that's at the point that you guys actually walked in by memory.
Yeah, because you did then, as we walked into the door, I think you actually came.
Yeah, I think that was. Missionary position with that. It was great. I'll have to get the name of it. I'll put it up because if anyone's interested in finding a strapless strap-on,
that works.
If you want to play with that, I think it's great.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how it would go for pegging. I'm assuming... reasonable? I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not something that we tried. So we'd have to, I'm not sure if they've tried it either. Yeah. So Anyway.
But yeah, quite cool. And so then I'm going to let you go now because this is when you walked in.
You're going to let me go?
This is where you can take
it. I actually thought that I was there for most of that stuff, but apparently I wasn't.
No, because there was a lot of, like, she went down on me for a while. I went down on her. You know, we're rubbing on each other. You know, there was all of that lead up before that the strapless strap-on ever got involved.
So then we came in. Well, I mean, be honest, we were perched at the corner of the bed for a while, still watching you ladies go for it.
Mm.
And which was, I mean, really quite cool. Again, I think the lady time was very important to Mrs. Belay. She desperately wanted a bit of lady time. And I think, again, like you said, you hadn't been adequately with a lady for a little while. Successfully.
I mean, I've been with a few, you know, I was with that lady in the Philippines. There was the lady that the Kink and the Condo podcast we spoke about here.
I think, can I ask though, do you think the failure of the men tarnished the ladies you were with?
Oh, yeah.
Because then, for anyone who's listened to us for a while, you'll know that C went through a period of like 6 months of issues with the guys. Shit. Try not to apply any pressure out there to the guys because I mean, we all know the effect that a group play session can have on a man. But yeah, I think it really did kind of mess with you, right? You know, you also then didn't have as much fun even with the ladies because the men weren't performing.
Well, for me, normally it's, you know, if I am interested in that, because not always will I play with a lady.
Yeah, I mean,
if I'm interested and it's, you know, for me, it's preferable to have that kind of more fluid sexuality where I can just kind of play with anybody in the room if I'm interested in them. And to have kind of some...
Well,
some,
if you're not, they're not in the room.
Yeah. To have some failures there or, you know, circumstances that weren't as great as they could be, yeah, of course it affects everything else going on.
Yeah.
That whole play session then becomes a, well, you know, there were some slight positives, but there were some other ones that could have been better.
Yeah. Now, let's be honest, my memory of this, and I think even your memory of this is a little hazy, so you may correct me along the way in terms of some of the things that happened, but from memory, after we walked in and sort of watched you guys play for a while, Mr. Belay, you were going down on Mrs. Belay, and he came around behind you and started fucking you from behind.
Yep.
Which was...
he tends to do that. He has a little sneaky little way of doing that, doesn't he?
He's like a sneaky little fuck you.
Because he does that, like... He does that, yeah, when I'm going down
does
on
he
her,
sidle? I
when
think he sidles
she's going
around.
Down on me. Like, there's always some just random sneaking up of Mr. Belay, like, oh, hey, now I'm here. Oh, now it's...
Now oh, no, my oh, penis my fell right inside you. Yeah. Yes, I think he sidles up. Definitely, it's a sidle. It's not a walk up. It's not a strut. It's a sidle.
Okay.
And then, yeah, before you know it, you're being fucked from behind.
Well, does he still have the scotch in his hand, very suave like? I mean,
well,
is it suave?
Yeah, he's got no scotch in one hand.
Suave sidle
and a cigar in the other. I mean, that's he's standing there and he's just all he's doing is his pelvis is moving. His upper body doesn't move at all. It's quite amazing.
Is he talking about like business at this point in time as well? Just,
oh,
you know,
no,
the latest.
He's talking about the market. God. He's talking about how the market is and, you know, how his scotch has gone up 2 points.
Yeah, 2 points dropped in the NASDAQ today.
So, anyway, he was fucking you from behind and obviously doing quite a good job because I don't think you could continue going down on Mrs. Belay because your moaning started outdoing the...
Yeah, I think you stepped in at that point anyway.
Yes.
You were going down on her, so...
Yes, I did. You couldn't do it.
I was
anymore.
Letting down the team.
You're letting
you
totally.
You had to step in.
Totes.
I tapped you in.
Yeah, you tapped me in. I mean, this is a tag event, right?
And there was also, I mean, always during these sessions, like, it's fun. And there's a lot of talking and joking. And there's some moments where you'll stop and do something else and talk.
Yeah.
And start up again. So I guess to close off with these guys, I slept with you. I slept with him. I slept with her.
Yeah.
And towards the end, I think she actually mentioned that you guys hadn't had penetrative sex.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Which, look, it's not always a requirement.
And this is the perfect time for me to use the phrase swings and roundabouts,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it's one of those things. It doesn't have to be all the time penetrative sex or even orgasmic sex, as long as we're all having fun.
Exactly.
Which we were. I mean, we had a blast. Granted, we were all a little pissy, and some of us, looking at you, Mrs. Belay, some of us may have not had any memory of that the next morning, or at least not a very clear memory of anything the next morning. We had fun. We enjoyed ourselves, and that's what it's all about, right? If you're not having fun whilst you're having sex, you're fucking doing it wrong.
Yeah, and that's super key. I guess if we want to take anything away from this event, it's the fact that we just have so much fun with our friends. Regardless of what happens, like we're just going to have a really great time, and we communicate really well, and we walk away from it and just have, you know, just better communication. And
so I think this was night two from memory.
I feel like it was night three.
Maybe night two or three, right?
So the listeners out there, though, guess what happened to me the next morning?
Yay! Not the next morning.
Oh, that evening. It was that evening. Yeah. So for everyone who knows, I've spoken about it before on the podcast. Please feel free to email me about this if you have similar issues. But I tend to be quite sensitive to getting urinary tract infections when we do play a lot. And so, of course, at like 3 a.m,
huzzah,
I'm woken up by a urinary tract infection.
So there's a few things that add to this, though. You've been drinking, which means you're not well hydrated. You haven't drunk a lot of water. You're not clearing, you know, the urinary tract regularly.
Multiple play. So I had lubrication. I had penetrative sex with her, with him, with you. Granted, we used the same condoms and lubricant because they were over, but also just even having sometimes female to female play or being going down.
It was a long day, which means you really weren't hydrated at all, which didn't allow you to clean the urinary tract at the end of the session, which, I mean, it sounds weird, and I know you're looking at me like, shut the fuck up, but one of the best ways to stop a UTI is to, and C is currently gesturing to take over my wine glass, one of the best ways to, and she has done so successfully, to prevent a UTI is to clear the urinary tract. Now, I've become quite an expert on this because if we go to a place like, let's say, Desire, which we're headed to in November.
Yep.
If we have sex with another couple on night one, worse, I have sex with you unprotected on night one, and then you get a UTI. Well, I mean, I understand that sex is not on your radar for the next few days, which doesn't destroy our event because we still have fun with people. We still manage.
Yeah, but it's just crappy.
It's just shit for you. I mean, I don't want you to be sick. That's not cool.
Exactly, because you're in a bit of pain. But so that happened. So that threw me out for the rest of the event. But I mean, for the rest of the week. But regardless,
event. Friends visiting, not an event.
Regardless,
it was an event, but
it was just one of those things. So yeah, if you have situations like that, and you're, you know, trying to tackle it, and you're in the lifestyle, you're thinking about joining the lifestyle, you're not too sure about it, please send me an email. I have a lot of practice with getting urinary tract infections.
And getting rid of them.
I'd thrush last year at Desire when they were massaging me with, you know, a fragrant oil. Please do email me. You can actually send it to me personally on c@swingingdownunder.com if you don't want D to see it, and I'll respond to you.
If you have any problems with your penis, hit it against a tree. That might help it.
Rub some coal on it and it'll be fine.
Give me an email and...
Vaginas be temperamental as...
Oh, man, they're like the Ferrari of the sex organ world.
It's like, oh, you took that for a spin? That's broken and now it's going to cost you $30,000.
But when they work amazingly well.
That's actually kind of a funny analogy for a baby. You took it for a spin? Oh, now that's 18 years of your life.
18? Which country are you in? Well, I mean, that's... Sorry, folks. I mean, I'm still struggling with C's jokes. Everyone else seems to like them. I mean...
8 years and counting, honey. You better get used to it.
I know, babe.
Do you have anything else to add on the belay?
No, I don't. Except that fucking thank you for coming. We love you guys.
And we'll be down in Sydney soon, so...
There's
you know,
a few people we want to catch up with while we're down there.
There is a few.
Yeah. We might just pack them all into one room. I don't see a problem with that.
Yeah. They may.
They may, but I don't.
We had an epiphany. It was yesterday or the day before. Well, I did.
Yeah. I had a comment which brought on an epiphany for you?
We've kind of spoken about this before, but this was like, absolutely understand it. We're now a couple of years in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
We get it.
Yeah. So the epiphany was about, I made a simple comment, which was, when you've been in the lifestyle, cheating is no longer about sex. The cheating is now actually about emotion. Or
it could be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, generally, if you're in an open relationship and the negotiation happens, then you would be able to have sex with anyone that you want, right? Mm. Provided, again, I'm in the room. You know, there's a few, we have a few provisos, but that being the case, it should be, you should be able to have sex with who you want to have sex with, correct?
Well, that's right. And I guess the reason we got talking about this is that the whole discussion around how society, acceptance of swingers or people in the lifestyle, whatever, however you title yourself, of course, it's up to you. How society takes that, and some people accept it, some people don't. Now, generally, I found it in the workplace, in my friend circle, that cheating is almost starting to become acceptable.
Yeah.
To a point. Yeah. People are like, oh yeah, you know, my girlfriend or my husband slept with another person, like we're working through it. But then swingers, it's like, oh wait, you do that regularly? That's disgusting.
Disgusting, yeah, which is really the finest of ironies, is that it's, well, I don't know whether that's ironic, but whatever. It's
hypocritical.
Yeah, yeah, it's a very different mentality to be saying, oh, my husband cheated, but I'm okay with that.
Versus we've had the conversation up front, we're both comfortable, yep. We love each other, and this is the pathway we're going to go down, and we're accepting of it.
Yeah, so, you know, it was, again, I suppose the epiphany for you came because it was more of the fact that now it's actually worse.
Mm.
Cheating in the lifestyle is worse,
yeah.
Because there's no other reason for us to do it, you know, within boundaries. There's no other reason for us to do it with the exception of the fact that we actually have true emotional feelings for somebody else.
Right. So a scenario that, you know, and it's a tale as old as time, but and forgive me, I am going to say that my partner cheated because I'm a woman, so I'm going to say the man cheated. I don't mean to say that men are the only people, the only culprits, but this is the storyline I'm going with. So, you know, your husband cheats or your partner cheats with a woman at work. Let's say she's the secretary, whatever. He comes home or you find out. There is a discussion to the point where he's like, it didn't mean anything. It's only sex. You know, maybe you never give me enough sex anymore or whatever. I wanted something different, whatever the discussion is. And then you have a discussion about, well, let's move on. It's only sex. There, at that point, for monogamous couples, there's really, you know, he'll say like, it didn't mean anything. I didn't love her, whatever. And that's broken down into then it's a physical act. Whereas for Dee and I, now being in the lifestyle for a couple of years and knowing how we've grown in our relationship, how I've grown personally, if he were to cheat now, I would not even think about the sex. I would not even want to know about it. My instant reaction would be, do you love her? Do you have feelings for her?
Yeah, which I think is actually a fair question. I mean, again, there's a whole...
Or him, whatever the case is.
Yeah, him, her. There's a whole... range of differences, of course, when it comes to the world of open relationships. You know, we've got polyamorous relationships, all that sort of thing, but we're not in a polyamorous relationship.
No, we're not.
Nor do we want to be. So with that in mind, there's only one reason that I'd do it. And that is there's an emotional connection that's too deep for me not to respect our boundaries. Now, I'm throwing myself in the deep end here, saying that I've, you know, using myself as reference. And I also, you know, C just actually said that she was referring to her husband or partner. She wasn't referring to me.
I was just trying to give an example.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just being very clear.
Oh, yeah.
Because yeah. I don't want to cop any hate mail.
It's interesting though, don't you think? I mean, yeah. It's a, you know, so different, I guess. And maybe that's some of the reasons why people that are monogamous maybe do feel a bit threatened by our reality of our relationship.
Yeah.
Because it is strong and, you know, there are certain differences between it. I have a question for you though. Recently, because I travel a lot for work, you have said to me, You know, we caught up with The Rock in the Philippines. He's based in Tokyo. But if I were to go back to the Philippines and he happened to be there on business travel, you felt that I could go off and sleep with him, so long as you knew about it.
Well, I mean, and you went back to Japan, which was what prompted the conversation. Yeah. Because he's in Japan and you were going back there. You couldn't tee up a meet in the end, which was fine. I mean, you were looking more to catch up and say hello.
So the point is that you're open for me to spend some sexual time with this guy. Possibly, and obviously go out for drinks and stuff. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
My question to you is, if you found out that he and I slept in the same bed and cuddled, how would you feel about that?
I don't think I'd have a problem with that. Because sleeping in the same bed and cuddling doesn't necessarily mean that there's any form of, I mean, we love lots of people in our lives, right? I love my parents. I love you. I love my niece and nephews.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, we're talking different styles of love. There are different styles of love, right?
Yep.
Which is what I believe the basis is for the polyamorous relationships, is that there's different styles of love. So that's fine. That means you can love more than one person in different ways. But that said, I don't see the cuddling and that sort of thing as an extension of relationship into love. I mean, when the Belays were here, you fell asleep on the bed. And there was, and we were cuddling and just generally draped on each other.
You're there though.
Yeah, but I mean, that was so was there a difference?
So for me, there is.
Yeah,
so
okay. I know there is.
This is. I was just about to say the reason I bring this up is because for me, sharing. I don't know how to say this.
Passion versus.
No, sharing intimacy.
Intimacy.
And vulnerability, which is really strange because I've just let somebody insert themselves inside me.
Which is about as intimate and vulnerable as you could become. Yeah.
But spending the night spooning with another person, man or woman, makes me feel like I'm delving into the realm of cheating almost.
Yeah, see, but. I understand where you're coming from, and obviously we've had this discussion previously because that's how we got to our rules and boundaries. But for me, I just don't see it as that. I really don't.
You don't see it as much of an intimate act as I do.
No, not at all. Mm. Not at all. I mean, for me, in fact, I would say that somebody making breakfast in the morning would be more of an intimate act than
what?
The sleeping.
Really? Like if a man got up and made me an omelette.
My fucking thing.
You would be pretty
my
upset.
My fucking thing.
Wow.
No, I'd be more upset if you ate the omelette and then said it was good because let's be honest.
Wait a second. His omelette is so much better than
yours.
Oh,
his. Fuck it out. See, now we're into an omelette cockold scenario.
Tasty, tasty omelette.
No omelette cockold. No omelette cockold.
Do you know you put chives on top?
And cheese. Yeah, so for me, the intimacy in our relationship is the things that we do for each other that nobody else can do. Other people sleep beside you, they could sleep, but there are things that I like to think I do for you that nobody else can do, either the way I do them or make you as happy as I hope you are when I do them for
That's
you.
That's true, because something, like, I mean, this is quite simplistic, but we will talk about the fact that you do make me omelets for breakfast.
Yeah.
That's actually a real thing.
Yeah. I also did it for the
Belays.
The Belays while they were here.
So you're right. I guess that to us, like that's a part of our relationship.
Yeah.
And a consistent part as well, I would say. Like it's not a sporadic thing. You do it often.
Yeah. You know, I even find a rotten egg.
Those are the real special times.
Yeah, they're the special omelets.
So that's your thing.
Yeah,
you think something
that it's not necessarily that. I mean, I've just plucked something out of the air.
No, I get it, but something that you deem to be only a thing between us.
And the thing that makes this really interesting is, for me anyway, is that I never know what they are until you break them. Until you do the wrong thing.
Oh,
now,
I see what you're saying.
Perfect example of this is me coming in another woman's mouth.
Mm.
Do you remember your reaction to that?
Yeah.
Because it was something that
was
yours.
We hadn't discussed it. I didn't really know I felt either way about it.
Exactly.
But then it happened and I was like, shit, that's a part of you.
Pinched a nerve.
Part of your body fluids entering another person.
It's pinched a nerve.
We need to work through this.
So, but that's something to keep in mind, right? Is that even with boundaries and rules, you can never discuss everything that you need to. Something will happen eventually that is outside of your rules and boundaries.
Oh, hell's yeah. You'd be like 30 saying, let's join the lifestyle. Let's talk about everything. You turn 90 and you're like, well...
Well, we didn't really make it to the lifestyle.
We finally discussed every single possible situation that could ever take place, and yeah. Now we're
and
ready
now
to
aliens have arrived. So we have a whole new thing.
I thought you were going to go with zombies. You normally like...
Yeah, I do like zombies.
You do.
Yeah, you like vampires, though, which is just as weird, let's be honest.
Well, lame.
Yeah, no, you're right. Well, lame.
Any other epiphanies before you move on?
No, I think that's it. So should we move to stage three? So our third part to our podcast tonight is I'm going to term this 4X's. It's 4X+1. There is a lot of swearing in here, people.
Actually, so, in fact, I just want to call out. I just want to call out these guys.
Yeah.
So we posted a photo tonight up on Twitter of us and our recording, you know, our microphone and whatnot. I just had a message from D and M, who are based in Australia. I'm not going to say which state. D and M. Who we talk to?
Because that will narrow it down too much because there's so few people in Australia. We haven't, you say a state, there's like 6 people there.
We haven't spoken to them, but we've been talking to these guys on Kick for quite a few months. They're great. We really enjoy talking to them. But I just received this Kick message.
Go.
And this is in capitals. By the way, BTW, WTF, what the fuck? On the script on the last Twitter posting, never seen so many C-bombs.
Brace yourself. It's about to get messy. So keep in mind here, people, we're throwing this out. This is a special broadcast.
This is, disclaimer.
Disclaimer, yeah.
If you do not want to hear swearing...
then you shouldn't be listening to our fucking podcast.
Cussing or whatever the Americans...
Cursing? We don't need to convert everything to American.
Okay. If you do not want to hear us talking smack...
Because we're not going to convert this to American. No. This is in Australian.
Tune out now and thanks for listening.
Yeah.
If you want to continue to listen to some scripts that D has written...
I put this together.
You did. Lovingly.
Lovingly.
And
for the atoms,
it is on the back of a recent podcast that Mr. and Mrs. Atom did about Aussie slang.
Absolutely. Now, if you haven't listened to us earlier on, go and visit these guys. Great podcast. It's called By the By.
Yep. On Twitter,
just search that shit. Yeah. I mean, we could spend a month going through all the ways to contact.
I'm
people.
Just
going to
mention the Twitter. So it's on the Twitter, it's at By the By podcast. So that's BYTHEBI podcast.
See, I mean, we're 45 minutes gone.
I don't...
They've had more of our podcast than we have right now.
I think your timelines are pretty screwed up right now. So D wrote this for them, but for your pleasure, enjoy.
Mainly because, let me just precursor, mainly because these guys weren't sure how to use some of these in a sentence. We are unpracticed at this point. So there may be some...
Now, is this going in like severe Aussie, like over the OTT slang?
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I've got to really like sheila this shit up.
Oh, no, you're a man.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
You're the only person I've got to play this out. I don't have another man here.
So clearly this is practiced.
Yeah. this is me. Yeah, we've been practicing this all day. It's going to be epic.
All day? All month?
Oh my God.
All right, go.
Okay. So, introducing our introduction to Aussie slang. Hey, cunt. Fancy seeing you here out on the pull, you Uncle Merv. What do you reckon? Want to head to the cross for a blue movie?
Can't! I figured you'd be looking for a slap at a root.
Yeah, cunt, better than a wank.
Bugger, spilt me UDL.
You'd be right, cunt. Let me tell you about my fucking weekend, cunt. Me missus and I were watching a blue movie with the Sproggs. It was enough for me to crack a fat, but the miss has got a case of the grilled cheese sanger, so I figured, fuck it, I'm going to go get me some gash.
So, you head to the Pollywaffle for an axe wound or what?
Nah, cunt. Short and funds. So I headed out to find me a gobby. Even brought a Franger's, ready to double target with Dankerub for any skank. I did manage a pash and a wristy in the car park. She's going to have some pash rash tomorrow, though. She would have been a dead root, though, I reckon. She had a fucking map of Tassie on her. Got to treat that shit like parsley. Just push it to the side and keep on growling.
You're a fucking awesome cunt. Was she in the nutty?
Nah, I got to grope the fun bags, though. Found her in the piss of spewing. I figured she's up for it.
What are you going to tell the missus?
She loves it, man. That's how she got the grilled cheese, we swingers.
Fucking lucky cunt.
Fucking A cunt.
All right, I'm off. Gotta take the sprogs to the fucking footy tomorrow.
Have a good one, cunt. So our fondest hearts go out there.
Sorry, that was a lot of C-bombs, as our friends just said. So if you hung in there, thanks, and please do not judge us.
Well, no, you can judge me. I wrote this. Judge away.
Well.
Judgy McJudgeface.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hashtag judging.
Yes. So that's us for this evening.
That is us. Nothing else to add. Thank you for listening.
Deepest apologies for listening. And
drop us an email, cnd@swingingdownunder.com. We've been, you know, starting to get a bit little lackluster on our emails lately. What's going on, peeps?
Yeah. People hate us or what? Maybe it's because we haven't done any podcasts for like 6 weeks.
Yeah. I probably think that's the point.
And they hate us.
They'll hate you.
They'll fucking hate me after this.
Super funny.
You are super funny.
But otherwise, thanks very much for listening. As always, this is C.
And this is D.
And this is Swinging Down Under.